Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Everybody had questions about Jalen Hurts. Can he be the guy? Is he the guy? All throughout training camp. I actually heard one person say, or I read it on Twitter. He said if he doesn't throw 30 touchdowns, then they need to trade him and move on. And they're talking about in training camp.
30 touchdowns
in training camp.
That's very right? specific, that right, number.
Well, I don't know who Maurice Jones-Drew was talking about. Actually, we do. He's sitting to the right of me, Ike.
I was going to say, that stat sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's an exclusive stat. You really should have given me credit for that one. Yeah.
Elliot Shore Parks is brought to us. You believe that? Look, you've arrived, Elliot.
Trying.
It's brought to us by Bud Light. Join WIP and Bud Light at the Fillmore for the Super Bowl Sunday tailgate. Mike and Merrill synced up for the game. Details at thefillmorephilly.com. Yes, you demanded 30 training camp touchdowns.
I mean, here's what I'll say. People can track every throw for 5 years of practice and then tell me how valid the stats are, right?
Ooh.
Like, I've been doing this. I know what matters in training camp and what doesn't. I didn't say they should trade him. Like, that's just inaccurate.
He added that to it.
Yeah, he added that to it, which is fine. Look, Jalen had a better year than he did in training camp. That's just a fact. And I actually think what happened is this defense is way better than I anticipated. He went up against the number one passing defense every single day in training camp. That's really what I should have taken into consideration. But – no, yeah, I mean, the stats will be back next year, don't worry.
I don't even think we knew the defense was this good.
No.
It's a good point that you got to go up against this defense every day.
I mean, he ended up going against the best secondary duo in the NFL, the number one passing defense in the NFL, the number one pass rush in the NFL. So, yeah, I mean, the fact that he got where he did was actually ended up being very impressive. And I think he finished with maybe 27 or 28.
Wow.
So,
didn't he have a bunch of touchdowns late in camp, like the last day or two?
Well, he did. I remember he did really well against Cleveland in the joint practices. I mean, I have this all on my phone. And then against Miami, I think he had one bad day for sure. I mean, that was their
first day wasn't good.
Yeah, that was their first training camp loss.
Do you think that if he threw 30 passing touchdowns, would he have won MVP? Do you think?
Maybe.
So the fact that he's just 28.
I mean, how many did he pass for this year?
22.
Okay. He had 16 last year. So, I mean, he obviously very much improved, but clearly the passing touchdowns didn't go.
So the tweet that Maurice Jones-Drew was talking about, Elliot says, I need 30 passing touchdowns from Jalen Hurts in training camp for me to have any real reason to believe the Eagles can meet expectations this season. And then you said, here's why 30 is the magical number for Hurts based off of 6 years of training camp quarterback stats.
Yeah, I still believe that. I mean, look, I remember in 2017, and this is where it came from, and again, this is the result of watching every practice for 5 years. Carson Wentz had an unbelievable training camp in 2017. He had 30 passing touchdowns in camp that year. I think it might have been 31 or 32, actually. And that year, I remember watching him and saying he was going to have a breakout year. Now, just being honest, Jalen did not have an outstanding training camp that year. That ended up not mattering, again, because he went up against a great passing defense every day. That was probably what was underrated. But, yeah, Jalen obviously had a great year. There's no question about it. But I'll tell you, going into next year, I'm going to want to see 30 passing touchdowns again because I know what a great training camp looks like, and I'm not going to change my opinion just based off the fact Jalen had an outstanding year this year, not a great camp. Like, it is what it is. Nothing wrong with Jalen at all. Jalen had a great year.
You're saying it's not an absolute stat. It's a highly probable stat when he's when
could
he
be
plays
an indicator.
Well. Yes,
yeah, I mean, it's just a bar. Basically, what it's saying is I wanted to see Jalen be as good as Carson was in training camp the year. And he wasn't, but clearly Jalen ended up having a better year this year than Carson did in 2017, at least, you know, with the injury, before the injury and everything. So.
Yeah. Well, I'd say their seasons were kind of comparable.
Yeah.
He had a better completion percentage.
Yeah, right. I mean, look, Jalen passed the ball amazing this year. He was much, much improved. And ultimately, that's what I wanted to see in camp. I didn't think he was as good in camp as he was in the regular season. But, you know, the fact that he's even talking about the stat Super Bowl week is a
it's
a feather in your cap.
It's awesome. A win for me.
Yeah, it's a win for you.
I'm just looking forward to when every team has somebody tracking training.
Well, I mean, Elliot, seriously, I look every day. I'm looking for your practice report and what the stats were and everything.
Appreciate it. Just trying to be a trendsetter.
Listen, man, this is your thing.
You're the PFF.
Yeah, I'm the PFF of training camps. Yeah, that'll be my thing.
Nick Sirianni's asking for the stats from the training camp and things like that. All right, you were just Eagles just had their press conferences. First of all, who spoke today?
So Nick Sirianni obviously spoke, and then it was Jalen, Devontae, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelsey, TJ Edwards, James Bradbury.
So a bunch of people.
Yeah, Fletcher Cox. Yeah, it was.
Okay.
I think all the captains.
What is the what is your biggest takeaway, or what is most notable from what you heard?
I mean, look, at this point, they've been talking about the game for 2 weeks. We've talked to them multiple times since they played. So no one really said anything extremely new and noteworthy. Nick Sirianni talked about how they're really trying to keep things as close as they can this week to how it would be in the NovaCare. He even made a kind of a joke saying that his family arrives today, but he probably won't see them till Thursday because he doesn't normally see them on Tuesday and Wednesday night back at home. So they are really trying to kind of keep the same schedule that they did in Philadelphia. In terms of the players, Lane talked about the Chiefs' pass rush, said that one thing that stands out is the depth there. You know, you think after playing San Francisco, it was really just Bosa you had to worry about.
Right.
They have more players that you have to worry about. Darius Slay said that if you look at the Chiefs' offense, they have a lot of great players. But he said, you know, the Eagles have a lot of great players on defense too. So nothing super crazy. But once again, I think just a team being around them, listening to them talk, like, They're a confident team. I don't sense that they're afraid of the moment. They're not acting any differently than they have all year when they have press conferences. So seems like they feel good, you know, only a few days out.
Twitter questions today are brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Pick out a gift for $249 or more. Mark's Jewelers is going to give you chocolates and a dozen roses. Mark's-Jewelers.com for details. Elliot, we were asking people if a win over Andy Reid would make this any sweeter based on it being Andy Reid and his history here. And conversely, would it sting a little bit more if Andy Reid beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl? How do you feel about that?
I don't think so. I mean, it's been a long time. I know for me, at least when I look back at Andy's time here, I think about it for all the wins, all the deep playoff runs. I don't really resent Andy or view it as a failure because they didn't win a Super Bowl. I think Andy oversaw arguably the best stretch of Eagles football in franchise history. And look, we might be beginning to be on another one if they win this Super Bowl with where this roster is at. So I think if they beat Andy, I don't think it'll bring me any joy to see Andy fail in the big game and vice versa. So to me, I think it's a good storyline, but ultimately I don't think it adds anything for me, at least, in the game. And frankly, I don't really think it does with the players either, based off how they've talked about it.
Yeah, the only three players here who have any type of relationship with Andy are the guys that he drafted here. The rest of the guys don't have any sort of connection to Coach Reid. I don't think we have any former Chiefs on the team that played for Andy. So you don't have any players here that feel any type of extra motivation towards Andy as far as winning this game. These guys want to win their first title. You know, we talk about what the win would mean and over Andy Reid and what it would mean and what it would mean to the Eagles having two. Well, the one person I think it does add to are the two guys that are Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman. I think for Jeffrey Lurie particularly, he's owned this team since what, 94, 95? 94. And so it's been the most consistent, from a winning standpoint, era of Eagles football. But we only have one trophy to show for it. And I guarantee you there's an empty feeling there. While you certainly are happy you have the one, so you can finally say we did it. But he's always known he's had a championship organization from the way that they run things and the way that they do things. So to add more of those trophies to the organization, it really further cements and validate his ownership of running a program, an organization that is top-notch. He's always wanted to be considered in that class of San Francisco under Bill Walsh and under Eddie DeBartolo with Carmen Policy as the GM, like that era of 49er football that reigned for 2.5 decades seemingly. Then you see what the Patriots were able to do. He's always admired the Steelers for what they did in the 70s and a model of consistency. So he's always viewed his organization as one of those types of organizations. We just didn't bring enough of the hardware home to validate yep. that. But everything else is already there in place. The ability to hire coaches, faces of the franchise, the consistency, having a module and a blueprint for how you manage your salary cap.
They've been ahead of all those things.
A lot of stuff.
Yep. Well,
sports science, analytics. They got in on that. Analytics, all that stuff, they've always viewed themselves as, but don't get enough credit because we haven't hoisted up those trophies enough for people to really look at the Eagles in that light as a championship organization. Like, we don't necessarily get that. We get a good organization, always been, never really a terrible organization. But when you're talking about the championship organization, you got to have multiple titles.
You're just missing the multiple titles.
Yeah, you're missing multiple
if
titles.
If you think about it, since they hired Andy back in, whatever, you know, 2000 or
99.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's probably only, I don't know, maybe two or three organizations that you would say have had a better run, right? I mean, the Giants won two Super Bowls, but the Giants have also been trash 80% of the seasons
exactly,
they played,
yes.
right? Whereas the Eagles, if you look at wins, playoff wins, all those things, they stack up right up with everybody else. But the other thing with Andy, if you think back to his time here, like what makes this 2022 team special? I think they have a great offensive line, a great defensive line, they prioritize the passing game, and they have great coaching staff. What did Andy bring to the organization, right? He prioritized the offensive line. He prioritized the defensive line. He came in as a quarterback's coach and taught Jeffrey that the passing game and the offense is how you win in the NFL. And he had an outstanding staff, right? So I think what makes the Eagles great is, look, it's awesome that they have Devontae and AJ in these corners. Like, they're great players. They're difference-making players. But the backbone of the franchise of what makes Jeffrey Lurie a great owner is he prioritizes those four things in addition to the quarterback. And I think he learned all that from Andy.
I agree. I think if we're able to add another trophy, I just think it just – now you can start looking at the Philadelphia Eagles, not as the only team in the NFC East that didn't have a Super Bowl, the team that always get there but break your heart in the end, they're going to find a way to lose it or what have you. I think now you can start looking at – and especially how it's done. You won with the backup quarterback. Think about that. Mm. You would have won – you drafted Wentz in 2016. You drafted Carson Wentz in 2016 with the number 2 overall pick. If I'd have told you, within a 7-year span, you'll go to 2 Super Bowls, possibly win 2 of them, with 2 different coaches and 2 different quarterbacks. That's not Carson Wentz.
I mean, if you would have told me in 2017 they were going to win 2 Super Bowls, I'd have been like, well, yeah, that makes sense because Carson's awesome.
Right.
But then, obviously, that fell apart. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's
It's unbelievable, and you got to give them a lot of credit for being able to put together 2 rosters, 2 head coaches that weren't at the top of people's list and still go out and be where they are as an organization. Like, that's not, man, we've seen organizations flounder for years when they make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long do you think it's going to take for Houston to get out from that Deshaun Watson stuff?
Well,
not a year.
You traded him. Now you're starting over. How long is that going to take? You've had 3 coaches now.
In 3 years,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Also, if you think about it, if you view the post-Super Bowl era, like after 2017, and you think about it, I think most of us will say, oh, it didn't really go well. Like that, it was kind of a disaster after. They were in the playoffs the 2 years after that. They're franchises that would kill to go to the playoffs 2 years in a row, let alone the second year they won a playoff game and almost made it back to the conference finals.
It was just 2020.
That was a bad year. They bounced back
right away.
Yep.
Right away. I mean, I remember when they were 2-5, and Nick talked about this a little bit today, that, you know, when they were 2-5, how he had to look at it and say, you know, we don't have to win 8 games in a row. We've got to focus on next week and next week. But if you look at when they were 2-5, there were stats and talking about, like, oh, they're with the Jets now in terms of losses and things like that. And they immediately bounced back from that. And to bring it back to Andy, I do think it's because Jeffrey Lurie, as an owner, has a foundation of the right values, and Andy brought that in terms of how he builds the team.
Mm. Yeah. All right, we'll hit a couple phone calls coming up right after we hear from Mike Reese.
All right, fellas, this Valentine's Day, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. We're talking sexy, sultry, naturally nude pajamas. They feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Now leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Order today and save 25%. Make sure you use code NUDE. That's 25% savings on the best-selling Valentine's Day gift. Now, Pajamagram, we even wrap the whole gift up for free. That's right, 25% off naturally nude pajamas and free gift packaging. Listen, if you missed out on this offer during Christmas, don't make the same mistake twice. Give her naturally nude pajamas, but you need to order today because last year they sold out before Valentine's Day. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com. Use code NUDE. That's N-U-D-E. And save 25% off your order of naturally nude pajamas. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
All right. Let's go to Chris. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
Don't forget to tell them that.
What's
that definitely what you, that's definitely what you want to bring up, you know?
Yep.
My guy Ike sent me here.
Yeah, yeah. Go to your wife. You hand her the naturally new pajamas.
Compliments of Ike.
Compliments of Ike.
Ike reset these to you, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about Ike whenever you have them on.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Uh-oh.
Did you see?
Might help some of y'all out.
Did you see Carrot Top was here not long ago?
Don't think about him.
Comedian Carrot Top.
I've seen him at a few Super Bowls.
Promo code Carrot.
You have.
He's something to be seen.
Is he still a kid? Because Jack doesn't. Jack claims he's not a comedian anymore.
I don't even know what he does.
He has a residency in Las Vegas.
Okay, I just remember him being in movies when I was younger.
Yeah, he was. He was a box office star.
Box office.
I don't know about star.
Who's going to see Carrot Top in 2023?
You should go tell him that.
Yeah, but kick your ass.
I don't think he's going to be coming on the show after.
Well, he does look huge. I will say that.
Yeah. Yeah,
but why
is
a comedian need to be jacked? That's my other question.
His name's Carrot Top.
Yeah, that was part of his stick. He wasn't always jacked.
Yeah, he was skinny.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere with that one.
Yeah. A cycle will do that to you.
Yeah, it changes his look.
Why is no one talking about that for performance enhancing drugs?
Well, I mean, listen, we could get him on and question him.
Want to do a steroid debate?
Let's do it. Does it make him less funny because he's on. Maybe, maybe not.
Twitter poll.
I don't know if he's ever funny.
No.
Could Jack beat Carrot
Top? I don't
Top
either.
In a fight?
I don't know.
Could I beat Carrot Top?
Yeah,
in a fight?
That was a good Twitter poll.
How's that for a radio row story?
I'm going to say no with that one.
Yeah.
I couldn't beat anyone.
Never.
You don't have the will
to
do
it. Give yourself a chance, Jack.
I almost had to save you the other night.
Let's go to Chris in Pensauken. Chris, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Well, what's going on, Code Dude? Oh, boy, what sweet, sweet joy. Just tell them you got it from Ike, and you'll go to the boom, boom, boom.
Uh-oh.
That's okay. Right. You can put your face in that very special place.
Oh, God. Yeah, see, there you go.
What's
oh,
up,
I always got to get a little off whack.
You always get one in there, yes.
Yeah, I always got to get a sneaker in there on them. Yeah, who was the total fraud of all frauds about this city, man? Bragger. When you guys were talking about how...
Seems
how
an appropriate time to bring him up.
I mean, my God, you look at Hurts, you look at Rager, you go, strong as will and polished turd. It's just amazing that when you can have talent, well, like you played in college, none of us did.
Well,
and you saw
I
so
did.
Much talent. You saw so much talent in college, but they didn't have it inside to make it in the NFL. Because you have to be you just have to be. Forget about being physically tough. You can get by if you're half lazy, but if you're not mentally tough, that league will eat you alive. Especially this.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that though. Like, I think Rager's biggest problem is he just wasn't very good. Like, the mental stuff, I agree.
Dude,
like, it's important, but I'm saying Rager just wasn't a good
route runner.
Did he have enough talent?
Natural talent.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Well, but you could say he maybe shouldn't have been a first round pick, but he has NFL talent. Yeah, he has NFL talent.
Yeah, to get drafted, but I think you've seen now. I mean, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, he would think about this. My man was on Twitter more than he was catching passes. Digging into the fans and the people, man.
Jalen, after the NFC Championship game, brought up that no one wanted him here initially. I mean, like, we pick and choose what things bother us. Ultimately, Rager's not here because he was not good enough. Jalen is an outstanding player, right? We talk so much about Jalen's personality and his will and all that's super important. Jalen's best quality is he's a really good football player. Like, he has a ton of talent, right? So I think that's the biggest difference between Rager and Hurts.
Just,
not so
I'm
much
just,
their personalities.
I'm just glad the kid's gone. Hey, Jack, bourbon,
yes.
Cheetos, Yingling, man. No seltzers.
All mixed
no
together?
IPAs. Yes, all of them together, man. When you come back, come over to my
shop. You want Jack on the show tomorrow, or you want him throwing up on
Oh, come on, man. I do them every Friday at 5, man. Two a piece.
Yeah, Jack doesn't even drink liquor, though, so I don't know if doing the
I just think if Jonathan Gannon, if Gannon can figure out a way, anyway, I don't lie, cheat, or steal, any way to stop the tight end over the middle stuff, I have the same score as you like, 27-23, and I just think we're going to run them. Only three teams attempted 30 rushing attacks on them, and they all had over 110 yards. We rushed the ball 35, 40 yards, 40 times. We'll have 170 yards rushing all day long. And sit back tonight, boys. I don't know if you can watch it out tonight out there, but tonight's a big game. We're two back in the loss column against the Celtics. It's going to be phenomenal.
That's got to be on ESPN, right?
Yeah, I think it's a national game.
Yeah, it's got to be a nationally televised game.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Sixers Celtics? Yes. Yeah,
what's the line on that game, Jack? Have you investigated the?
I told you, we don't do spreads anymore, Scotty Marks. We are strictly player props, guys.
I mean, I think it's
the winning formula.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, let's see. I have it as...
Even though somebody came up short 1 point again last night, as they normally do.
Is it not till tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's Wednesday night.
I was going to say, I thought it was tomorrow.
Yeah, I actually thought it was Wednesday sitting here. Yeah, it looks like someone it's Tuesday.
Looks like someone was enjoying the bourbon whiskey.
Yeah, his drink combo.
Oh, it's tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, yes. Oh, yeah, because normally they play Tuesday night.
Yeah, NBA's going on Tuesdays.
Yeah, so it's games tomorrow night.
And they haven't played since Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that game, though. I think the Celtics really started out, obviously, as one of the best teams in the league, and they still have a better record than the Sixers. But the Sixers have been just as good as the Celtics have over the last month of the season. So this is a really good measuring bar for them.
Yeah.
Clapper Hands podcast.
I didn't like the fact they gave away those two games. They gave away the game against
Orlando and New York.
And then New York, yeah.
Well, especially if they have a really tough schedule coming up.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to win these easy games. You know, you got to put those in the W column because you know you're gonna be fighting for that number one seed.
Yeah.
And you want to stay away from Milwaukee in the second round. You only want to have to face one of Milwaukee or Boston.
Yeah, you don't want them in the second.
Right.
No. You'd rather have them. I mean, Boston can come back to the pack. We still got about 30-plus games.
Well, they're only two games back.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you still got 30-plus games to go. So.
And you figure once the Sixers have Durant, then they'll really take off.
Well, then I'm not worried about the record.
Then you're not worried about anybody except just staying healthy and, you know, sweeping your way to the finals.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, LeBron breaks the record tonight. Ron, he's breaking the record tonight.
Did you see the story?
How many points away is he?
36.
He's been practicing his Kareem hook shot because he wants to think about how he wants to break the record.
I was talking about this last
week. I knew
you
would like that. Yeah.
Yeah, he needs a trick shot.
Trick shot, to beat the trick shot artist.
Well, and you know what? I won't be hard on Bron with this one because he's going to break the record, so it's not about that. Now it's about how he's going to break
it.
How he's going to do it.
And he'll say it's a, you know,
it's a tribute. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Well, we know he doesn't shoot a hook shot.
Right,
so
he's not Ben Simmons.
So I won't give him a hard time on that one. That's trying to pay tribute to the guy whose record he's breaking. So if he wants to do it with a hook shot, I don't know how many attempts that's going to take.
I was going to say, there's only four or five possessions in a row of him just.
We're watching hook shots for four straight possessions.
The Lakers suck at it.
I feel like we're watching this.
Right, he doesn't care. Yeah, he doesn't care.
He'll try it once, and then I think he'll go back to it.
But he got listen, these games, his next two games are going to be on national TV.
Yeah, they will.
They've already picked him up, so they want to do this live. Thank God we'll be at the media party, so we won't have to watch this
watch the
nonsense.
Lakers get smacked in the LeBron score.
Well, I mean, it's. No, they probably ain't playing on OKC.
OKC.
They'll probably win tonight.
Yeah. I would hope so. I mean, the Thunder. Well, the Thunder.
Well, here's the other thing. Does he break it on tonight and they lose? That would be the LeBron thing.
That'd be good for the Lakers.
That would be the LeBron thing.
And then after the game, he has to pretend like, well, it just sucks to do it on that. We lost. Like, deep down, he doesn't really care at that point.
Man, you know he doesn't care.
He'll have 34 points because if he needs 36, he'll get 34.
He'll just stop and say the third game they're going to win.
If they're going to lose, yeah.
Oh, God. It's going to be – I'm glad I'm not in the – I won't be in the room to watch this live because it would be painful. It'd be painful trying to watch them manipulate the game to where this is perfect for him to break the record.
Right. Well, especially when he's a point away. Like the whole – everybody in the stadium.
He's not going to do it from the foul line. He'll miss
– He already said he doesn't want to do it at the foul line.
Yeah, so they won't be calling fouls.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Would he intentionally going to LeBron this up?
Yes.
Would he intentionally miss free throws late in a close game?
Yes.
No.
No, not in a close game.
No.
Not in a close game.
Yeah.
No. Does he pull up for a three or does he go with the dunk? He wants the dunk.
The dunk. You want the image. You want the image of, you know.
Well, and that's what his thing is.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
dunk. It's
power dunk. Yeah. All right, well, there you have it. Big 5 o'clock hour coming up. Elliot's thoughts on opening night last night. You were
good
there
times.
With us.
Yeah, you guys were there.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll get your impression.
I'm trying to think of something interesting.
Well, I mean, you were. We talked
about our experience.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you guys got to go have dinner. And I had to
you were exhausted.
Listen to the Chiefs talk for a little bit.
We had a good dinner.
It was good dinner.
Sounds
too.
Yeah, it was great time. Even better.
I saw you guys. You guys took a group picture.
Jack and I both got meatloaf. Yeah. We did order the same thing.
I was looking at the menu, and that's what I was thinking again.
It was even better than I thought it was going to be. Well, it was so
good. It was a great time.
Right down the street.
Yeah. Right across from the Suns.
Yeah, I have some Chiefs takeaways if you want after this.
No, that's all right. Mad Mike's also on the line. We haven't heard from
Mad Mike. Mad Mike calling up Super Bowl week.
I wonder who he's picking.
He's probably excited.
Oh, he's definitely taking the Chiefs.
There's finally a team he can pick him against.
All right, so I think this is where we put Mad Mike to the test.
Well, he probably hates Andy more than...
Right.
You think?
I think he hates it.
No, I bet he's pro Andy.
I bet he's pro Andy.
Yeah. Would he root against...
Back when the organization was good, not these frauds now.
There's no way he was positive on Andy 15 years ago. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Jack's Engineering, live in Phoenix.
He is.
Elliot Shore Parks. Well,
working hard.
Are you doing the top 5 at 5?
Oh, yeah. Top 5 at 5 is coming up next with Jack.
Perfect.
What's in store today?
Top 3 at 3.
Can't wait. That's coming up next. Big 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk to you after this. Marks and Reese on 94WFP. Hey, listen, even a wager that misses can still be a slam dunk with BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Place an NBA one-game parlay wager with 4 or more legs. And if you miss one leg, you'll receive up to $25 back in bonus bets. Just opt into this promotion on BetMGM's app or website. With one-game parlay, you can make selections within a single NBA game, including team and player props. So go ahead and take your favorite NBA star to score big, the home team to cover, and the over in points. Opt into the promotion, then place an NBA one-game parlay wager of 4 legs or more, and you'll get up to $25 back in free or in bonus bets if you miss one of the legs. BetMGM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.